You know, they've done away with them. They plowed that ground all up, you wouldn't even know where they're at.
Yeah, prairie dog is just about extinct.
Yeah, they sure are. We used to go up there and just, you know, on Sunday afternoon, buns would come. They're hard to shoot and kill, and they'll roll in their hole and get away from you.
But they're fun to shoot at.
Oh, they are. You got hit pretty hard, you know, if they don't roll back in the hole after you shoot them.
Yeah, boy, they're gritty little fellas.
They sure are.
Do you have those birds around here that peck holes in trees?
Oh yeah, woodpeckers, yeah.
What kinds do you have?
Well, they're kind of a red-head woodpecker. Well, certain time, a lot of them. You can hear them pecking out there.
I saw a badger dead out on the highway at the other side of O'Keene.
Oh, me and my wife, we drove down this road, about a week ago, several evenings, you know, some maize there. We just want to see how it looked, you know, down there. And there was the prettiest pair of badgers in the road both evenings. Oh. A pair of them together.
Well, this was the first one I'd seen in the state.
Oh, we got quite a few around here.
Well, I was surprised.
Yeah, we got a lot of them. You ever seen that pair that's pretty down there together?
Huh. Right, they are pretty, aren't they?
Yeah, they look awful nice together in that pair.
Just tough as tough can be.
Oh, you bet they are. Anyway, you know, we got lots of cows around here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, I guess they took care of the prairie dogs to a certain extent.
Oh, yeah. And the rabbits. Yeah, they bark lots out here at night.
I don't know if they're harmful or not. Doggone it.
Some people don't want you to kill them. Some of them. We got so many guys that goes out their dogs and catches them here for sport.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they got good dogs. And they get a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
They clean them up a lot that way.
Boy, these good dogs are expensive things.
Oh, they are. This Jess Hardy's a color fellow. Lives out about a mile and a half north of this little town, Cleon, and about two west. And me and Jack, we got one out. We like him for a color fellow. He's nice. Everybody likes him. He had a rodeo for 24 years, you know.
Is that right?
Traveling in Kansas, and he got picked up. And we got back to get watermelons from him, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we was up there about a year ago, I think he told me he had 12 of them hounds in his yard there. And he told me that them from New York, they'll write one picture of him. He said he'll write and send them a picture. He gets $500 a piece out of New York for them dogs.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, he told me sell them for $500 a piece.
Good heavens. These are greyhounds?
Yeah, greyhounds. What they are.
Boy, oh
boy. Yeah, boy, he's got some nice ones. He comes down and hunts a lot with them.
Just runs coyotes?
Yeah, just runs coyotes.
Do you have those animals around here with white stripes on their backs?
Let's see. What?
The ones that smell so bad?
Well, skunks?
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. When I kill them, I get a chicken.
We got the
big ones, you know. There's some you call the broad stripe, you know, and then the narrow stripe. You see them, there's some of them that run back to their head about that far, and then there's some crossed them. That's what we call the broad stripe. Then we got the civet cat, that's them little spotted skunks.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, them things are dangerous. They carry rabies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dangerous.
My dad heard one in a chicken coop one night. He went out there and belted it on the head with a club.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. They had some cattle. The one took hide for right here at Loyal a few months ago. You know, a little place you're going through Loyal right here. And Jack, there's a girl right home from college with him every weekend when he'd come up, you know, she lives there. And boy, some of them was going to have to take the shots, been drinking that milk, and cows take it. They thought it was some of them their civet cats was doing it.
Well, I'll be darned. They had to take shots because they drank
the milk. Yeah, some of them cows took rabies here a couple months ago.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, that means something, too.
Yeah. Do you have squirrels around here?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any special kinds?
Oh, I don't know. Certainly they all look about alike. I had to shoot a couple here about last year. They're getting up trying to get in through in my roof, you know, in the attic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I just finally shot them. And, oh, you get not too far away from me, just got a little man. We go squirrel hunting a lot. There are a lot of them in them right across the river here, in them jacks.
Gray squirrels, red squirrels?
They're kind of a red squirrel, what they are.